welcome to another episode of the Connecting the Dots in Fintech podcast. My name is René van Pelt. It's July 4th and today's sponsor is ZotaPay. ZotaPay is a cross-border payment platform that connects global companies with new and emerging markets. By offering local and global payment methods, ZotaPay enables businesses to accept payments in any currency, expanding their customer base and worldwide reach. Check out their website at zotapay.com, that's ZOTAPAY.com, zotapay.com. And we start with CrowdCube, because CrowdCube has joined the alliance of brokers who are forming RetailBook, the new platform giving retail investors access to IPOs. CrowdCube, based in Exeter, is one of the world's largest equity crowdfunding platforms. Since its founding in 2016, it has raised over £1.2 billion for over 1,300 businesses, including Monzo, Revolut, and What3Words. It'll join existing partners Hargreaves Lansdown, Jefferies, Numis, and Rothschild, enabling it to expand its model into IPOs. The partnership aims to further the democratization of capital markets and creates one of the largest single pools of retail investors in the UK, to which a company may market their IPO. Next up, the UK bill giving regulators the power to supervise crypto and stable coins was approved by King Charles on Thursday, making the last formal stage that makes the bill a law. Royal assent, a purely procedural step following agreement from lawmakers, makes the Financial Services and Markets Bill an act and includes measures to bring crypto and stable coins into the scope of regulation. The bill was last week approved by the Upper Chamber of Parliament. Next up, Paul Anthony, the co-founder of Iconic-backed fintech Primer, is stepping down as co-CEO. The startup, founded in 2020, has raised $73 million from investors, including Accel. The company's co-founder, Gabriel Leroux, will assume the role of sole CEO. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Be well, be safe, and cheers.